From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael, it's Andrew and Brian. What's going on, man? How are you today?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me. I wish I could have made it into the studio, but I found out about this late, but I'm happy to be here. What's going on?
Dude, it's not your fault.
No.
No need to apologize.
No need to apologize. Now, first, before we get to the book, I just want to make sure all that construction across from your apartment, they're done with that so you can get some peace and quiet.
What kind of creepy stalker question is this?
No, because...
No, you know, it's a very, very valid, caring, loving question. And, no, it's not done. They haven't started the drills and the gunning yet. But it's not done, and that's a very, very valid, very a question of somebody with a big open, warm heart. Terrible construction situation right across the street from my house. It's been going on for, I swear to God, like 19 years, right here in Manhattan. And a lot of times, if and when I ever get the chance to take a nap, they take out the drills, and then you know what I do? I scream right back at them. You know? That's what a good New Yorker does.
I saw your rant, man. It was priceless.
It's like, just want to let you know, Michael, you picked out a good shirt this morning. Really, good job with the green one, not the blue one. Let's stay with Brian for a second, because he want me to go with your last name with the T being silent, like some kind of bougie Rappaport. Do you want us to push this?
The T is not silent. The T is real. It's there for a reason. It's finality. So it's Rappaport.
Exactly. I got you. Well, my first introduction to Michael Rappaport was Zebrahead, the movie way back early 90s, and been a fan ever since that movie. So this book, you're a huge sports fan, you're a huge Knicks fan, and that's probably driving you crazy as much as all that drilling that's going on across from your place here in the city. But you are a comedian, you're an actor, you have all these hats you wear. Was sports a catalyst for your career, the acting, the stand-up comedian?
Well, you know, I grew up in New York City dreaming of being in the NBA. You know, that was the way I focused my life and based my life on you know, trying to be a basketball player. And, you know, eventually my hoop dreams became hoop nightmares. But I... you know, sports was a big part of my life. It continues to be a big part of my life. I'm a fan. And I decided to, you know, sort of put all the things I like, things I don't like, the highs and lows into this book Has Balls. I talk about everything from why Lawrence Taylor is the greatest football player ever to Question Time with Bill Belichick, where I insist, because, you know, Bill Belichick, you know, the greatest coach in NFL history, I think he's very blatantly rude with the press and media. And I just have an imagined scenario where I get one of these NFL press laminates and I just ask a few basic questions. I talk about the great white hype of Ronda Rousey. And, I mean, 23 reasons why LeBron James will never be like Mike. And, of course, you know, the highs and lows of being a Knicks fan, amongst other things. So it's sports rants from the MVP of talking trash. It's quick hits. It's a lot of fun. It's got a little bit of heart, but it's mostly, you know, for the people, you know, have a good time, laugh about, and you know, because I think sometimes we overanalyze and take our sports too serious.
And Michael, it's a really kind of an amazing, like, addition to your career. I mean, everybody knows you from the movies. My first thought now, because the thing I've seen most recently, I hear your name and I go back to Justified. You were so good on that show. But you've now turned into, like, you're like the hottest thing in sports media right now.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, to be honest with you, it was unintentional. It wasn't planned out. You know, I just started, you know, making appearances on the shows. I came on this show a few years ago, one time on the radio. You know, the other, you know, the network shows, and, you know, then I would keep getting asked back, and then I would get asked, you know, to guest host. And then I just kind of, like, fell in love with it. And, you know, I have a voice. I definitely, you know, have a lot to say about sports. I know what I know. I know what I don't know. And, you know, I'm a fan. At the end of the day, I'm a fan. I'm not a trained person. I don't have any ties with any you know, with any other leagues. I'm just a fan, and I think that, you know, breaking chops, breaking balls in sports is an integral part of it. You know, whether you're going to the game as a kid, coming back from the game, or I imagine in a professional locker room, that's what people do. That's what we do when we're watching the game. And that's my sentiment. You know, my sentiment is just, you know, talking trash and having fun. And, you know, in my book, I don't talk about any, you know, I don't talk about any lames. You know, the thing is that if I'm talking about you, if somebody's, you know, angry or mad, which I, you know, it's because they're great. So, you know, a lot of people get bent out of shape for some of the things I said in the book. But it's all out of respect because at the end of the day, I'm just a fan.
Now, being that huge fan that you are, did you ever envision possibly working in sports? I know the hoops dreams that died, but did you ever envision maybe working in some other capacity in sports?
I never did, to be honest with you. I never did. Like, this is the closest that I've ever, you know, sort of even really conjured it up. You know, I was a sideline reporter this summer for the Big Three, and that was like literally I was floating on air at times doing that. It just happened, you know. It just happened. I never really had a plan or a vision for it.
Michael Rappaport's with us here. The new book is This Book Has Balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Talking Trash. I imagine you're loving every second of this. Was it a 3-5 Cavalier start?
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. When the Cavaliers are struggling, I am dancing in the street, seeing them get dismantled night after night. It's a beautiful thing. The dysfunction is happening early. Usually it happens around February, and then LeBron James will have his little hissy fit, and he'll call a press conference, and he'll start pointing fingers.
And posting memes on his Instagram account.
Posting memes, and then you know, 2015, he infamously unfollowed the Cleveland Cavaliers while
That's
he was
right.
on the team.
Yep.
And I talk about that in the book because I said, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow invented it, and it's called uncoupling. But you're supposed to be some sort of king, and you're unfollowing the team on Twitter. And then he was offended when the reporters asked him about it. He actually, like, he was like Marsha Brady and like ran to his room when the reporters asked him about unfollowing his team on Twitter. You're the most popular athlete in the world. The whole world watches everything you do. When you unfollow your own team during the middle of the regular season, we have a right to ask you the question. You know, I wish these reporters would be a little bit rougher with these guys that treat them with disrespect, because like guys like LeBron sometimes and Bill Belichick, you know, Belichick was mumbling bullcrap, and he thinks every single question is stupid. And, you know, he's like, oh, I'm just a football coach. Well, I'm just a reporter, okay? And you're a football coach who looks like he escaped a methadone clinic. I asked a very thought-out question. I would like an answer to my question. Bill Belichick is he makes Greg Popovich look like the life of the party. He's so rude and so mean to every single reporter, whether they're winning the games, losing the games. It's not nice. That's why I don't know if you guys got a hookup. Maybe you hooked me up with one of these NFL laminates.
You do not need our help to get a press pass.
No, he doesn't. Michael Rappaport joining us here on Geo and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. The book is This Book Has Balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Talking Trash. Now, in fairness to you, you also give some props to LeBron, because you talk about athletes in today's age not just being a piece of meat and going out and speaking their mind on different social issues.
Listen, as much as I like to break LeBron James' chops, one of the most impressive thing, more than the championships and, you know, all the records he's broke and he's going to break, and, you know, the team play, in my opinion, you know, as far as the 23rd reason why he'll never be like Mike, is because when Jordan was in his prime, he never spoke out. He never said anything that had anything to do with social issues, racial issues, politics. And, you know, the thing that LeBron has done, which I think is most inspiring to all the people that are coming underneath him, and not just the NBA players, I think it'll trickle down to NFL, actors, rappers, is that he's spoken out very openly, very candidly, since he's became, you know, a worldwide star. And at the end of the day, as much as I like to break his chops, it's out of respect. That to me is the most impressive thing, and that is the true reason why he'll never ever be like Mike.
Michael, thanks so much for getting up and talking to us. We appreciate it. Hopefully the noise isn't too bad today. And good luck with the book. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think about This Book Has Balls.
Michael Rappaport.
Thanks, my man.
This Book Has Balls.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.